Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hi, everybody. Nice to have you back with us here on CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. It's a pleasure to have you back with us again. We have a fascinating guest with us this morning. I think you're going to find her to be absolutely fascinating, to say the least. You know, in a world that's filled with tragedies, and my goodness, there's tragedy everywhere, it often seems impossible to find any joy amidst your grief. We need to learn that being happy and joyful really is a choice, and the choice is ours or yours to make. Our guest today is someone who can help in that area. Her name is Lindsay Marie Gibson. She is a joy restoration coach. That's a very unique title. In fact, she's the first joy restoration coach that I've talked to, and we talk to a lot of coaches, as you know. A joy restoration coach is one who helps clients overcome their grief, whatever that grief might be, to consciously choose a joy that is already there in their life. As Joy puts it, or rather as Lindsay puts it, her personal belief is that everyone has joy and happiness within them. It's already there. She helps them to find it. She says finding joy is based on making conscious, positive choices. She wants to help people excel toward their most meaningful purpose in life. In other words, to help find a place of balance to reach their highest potential. She, by the way, is right now in the midst of preparing to publish a memoir of her experiences, and it's a book that focuses on two major events that happened in her life. She had been violently raped when she was 16 years old, and she then spent the next 13 years in what she described as darkness, emotionally shut off. In 2013, she and her husband lost their second child, Joseph, in stillbirth. And she says you have to comfort your feelings to rediscover joy. Losing her son made her realize that she had to make a conscious change in her life. And that's when she pursued training to be a joy restoration coach and launched her mind-body-spirit coaching practice, which is called Pure Joy. Lindsay says her personal experiences help her to connect with clients much deeper. If she can find joy, she says they can too. And she didn't know there was another way to live, so that's what her work is, showing people another way. The book she's working on is about hope and helping them to get through their struggles to hopefully see the bigger picture. That's a little bit of the background of our guest story, Lindsay Marie Gibson. She's with us now from Southbury, Connecticut, which is where she is based, and it's a real delight to bring her on the line with us to be our guest here on CUTV News Radio this morning. Lindsay, let me just say good morning. How are you today? It's nice to have you here. How are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. Thank you.
Good. Let me just explore your story a bit because it's pretty fascinating. I know it's tragic. Obviously, there's been a lot of tragedy, but what you've done to get out of this is a remarkable story. I know you began your career building your consulting business, which you call Healthy Mom, Happy Baby. Now, I love that title. It's a great title. Tell me what that company is and what do you do to help mothers?
Yes. Okay. So it all started with a vision that I had after one of my psychology classes while running one day during my freshman year of college. It was a vision of my arms around a mother as she wept and released all of her troubles to me as she held her newborn baby close. I remember thinking back then, where did that come from? I was soon to find out. So I continued my undergraduate studies in communication and psychology. And I was always drawn to the early stages in life during my psych classes, the prenatal period especially. Birth psychology was fascinating to me, and it occurred to me one day during class that the experience a baby has in the womb is the most important stage of a person's life, and that contrary to what I was being taught at the time, babies are indeed conscious beings. So the first thought that came to me, because when I was studying the prenatal period in the first year of a baby's life, it was told to me that they are not aware of their surroundings. And this information didn't sit right with me, but I didn't have anything to back it up at the time. I wasn't a mother yet, but I always felt like a baby knows their mother from the moment of conception in her womb. It wasn't until much later when I was introduced to an organization that I study under called the Association of Prenatal and Perinatal Psychology and Health in California that my thoughts were confirmed to be true. You can call it mother's intuition or spirit-led, but I instinctively knew all of that to be true anyway. Then a couple years later, we were surprised with our first daughter, Lillian, and I began to move quickly into the baby world with my love for motherhood and my interests in the early years of childhood. I know today it was spirit working through me that day in class, and this is how I was guided from that day forward. After college, I did my first training as a postpartum doula. You may be wondering, Doug, what is a doula? And there are two kinds of doulas, a birth doula and a postpartum doula. Both are basically support for mom, either in the delivery room or the first few months at home. I began to work in the field with families, and it was there that I saw the vision that I had in college while running that day. I saw it come to life. I saw the areas that women needed help in, and I realized, especially being a mother myself, that a healthy mom means a happy baby. I saw all of the hardships that mothers have and the isolation we feel as a result. I noticed the mommy wars on social media due to all the different choices we make as mothers. And I wanted to work with these issues to stop the separation and support all mother choices. My husband spent many nights away back then building his company so I spent the time alone at night doing my research, and the first plans to create Healthy Mom, Happy Baby were underway. I found the Parenting Institute in California, Maternity and Parenting Institute in California, created by founder Mar Askategi, and studied to complete another certification as a pre- and postnatal health coach. Mar was also the one who introduced me to the Association of Prenatal and Perinatal Psychology and Health, where my studies are still continuing. To this day, Healthy Mom, Happy Baby offers everything from holistic childbirth education, doula services, sleep services, nutritional coaching, newborn care classes, emotional support, and more. So that's how it all started.
Wow, that's quite a story. Why do you think you excel so at working with mothers?
That's a great question. My vision to help mothers was the beginning, but my experiences as a mother myself is what has made my connection to mothers come alive and prosper. An interest in working with mothers during the pre- and postnatal period has only furthered my studies and created the shell of my company, but inside of it has all been built up from my life experiences as a mom. I became a young mom at the age of 22. My interests, along with a passion for mothering, has enabled me to excel working with moms. I was thrust into motherhood, unprepared and scared, but I saw the value in what helping a mother can do for our future. I saw the connection a mother can have with her baby from the moment she finds out she is pregnant, and the power that connection has for our future society as well. My experience as a young mom and having no idea what I was doing as I forged through the challenges that my husband and I faced is what feeds my relationship with every mother that comes in contact with me. I saw the importance of creating a place that mothers can find knowledge, connection, acceptance, and love. My love for working with mothers shines in every service we offer. And I know now that the magical connection I speak of does not come easy for all moms for various reasons. And I was able to find out why with my later experiences as a mom. Little did I know then that my challenges in motherhood were still coming, and I will explain those experiences in a little while, but the new trials that were going to test me even further as not only a mom, but a woman who was suffering from a dark and violent past. Motherhood has awakened me, and this awakening has set my daughters up for a stronger future. This awakening has also grown me from a pre- and postnatal health coach and doula to the deeper work that I do now as a writer, joy coach, and motivational speaker. This has enabled me to reach mothers even further and excel my gifts with connecting to them. So that's
good.
Why.
That's good. Amazing. You know, I mentioned before I've never talked to a joy restoration coach, which is what you are.
Yes.
But you're also a pre and postnatal health and spiritual coach.
Yes.
Explain that to me. What is that?
Yes, I know. It's a little confusing. I have quite a few certifications.
You do?
Okay,
yeah.
So many of us have heard of health coaches. So essentially, a pre- and postnatal health coach is that, but who specializes in working with mothers from preconception through postpartum. Training as a doula taught me to emotionally support a mother's needs, but I wanted to learn more. And I'm a lover of all things natural, especially food. I wanted to learn more on how to help a mother prepare for motherhood, mind, body, and spirit. As previously mentioned, I studied under Mar Askategi's program at the Parenting and Maternity Institute in California and her pre-postnatal health certification. And she thoroughly trained me how to help a woman prepare her mind, body, and spirit through helping mothers with newborn holistic sleep. Newborn holistic sleep is what she calls it, and how to set up for sleep success, not sleep training, as well as support for mom during pregnancy and after, nutritional training, especially during the pregnancy and postpartum periods, healthy fitness routines, baby planning to prepare their outer world, such as financial preparation, childcare planning, and what they need to buy, and then also something called eco-green baby living and nursery planning, which is basically educating and supporting couples with resources in order to protect them and their home and their children and home from unsafe, you know, exposure to potentially toxic substances in their home, their body, their environment. We also covered mindfulness, emotional intelligence, epigenetics, and what is passed from generation to generation to cultivate a healthy inner environment for mom. This training taught me how to further the services that I offer today with Healthy Mom, Happy Baby.
Wow. That sounds like a lot, that you, and it sounds so beneficial especially for a young mother, you know, who's just welcoming their first child. To have this kind of information available would be obviously very beneficial. But then you became a joy coach, and why did you decide to do that, and why?
Okay, so this is where I'm going to talk about my further experiences as a mom, and this is where I want to talk about how I've added my joy coaching, writing, and speaking to the work that I have done thus far. I didn't have a plan to become what is called a joy restoration coach, but I have always been a writer, just waiting on the right time to bloom within my writing, you know, and move forward with it. Spirit and prayer pulled me into this work to encourage me to face something that I had buried in my past so that I could understand and forgive. It started with a trauma that I had in my teenage years. Finding my own happiness and joy, even while working so hard to build my company, was something I was unaware I needed for myself. Was I happy? In many ways, yes. This is why I didn't see it so easily. I am blessed to be married to my soulmate, Jason, who shares a timeless love story with me that is described in my memoir. I have two incredible daughters and one son who soars above all of us in heaven. All three have taught me amazing things about life. I have a beautiful home and a career that I love, but unbeknownst to me, I didn't feel real joy. Let me explain. So at 16 years old, I fell victim to a violent rape and attempted murder. He violated my body that one night, but his intentions to murder me failed. With the help of the angels and the grace of God, I escaped sure death. I was also a virgin when he raped me, and my innocence after that night was gone. On many levels, I was traumatized and didn't know how to filter the intensity of that situation. I went to the hospital the next day. However, our healthcare system that I relied on for help failed me. I was victimized even further. They labeled me as the bad one, putting me in an outpatient clinic for drugs and alcohol that was still slightly in my system from being forced to take a drug drink by my attacker. They blamed me because I was too afraid to tell the truth. My heart became dark after that, so I did what came easiest. I denied that it ever happened and blocked it out of my mind. I never processed it. I spent 13 years this way, unaware of why certain issues like anxiety, depression, insomnia, anger, and just being blocked from enjoying and truly excelling in life. Denial kept me was keeping me back. Yes, I graduated college with a 3.9 GPA while being a young mom, and I'm so proud of that. And yes, I love my husband and baby. Yes, I created a business that is not only needed but loved in my community. But I was coming up to a wall that I was blind and I couldn't see around until the day I said goodbye to my stillborn son, Joseph, my second child. Grief from the trauma of rape met grief of losing a child, and my heart burst wide open. I was awakened to unconditional love in the delivery room with him, but still wanted to remain in denial again. In one miraculous moment, in the middle of my labor with him, I actually felt warmth pulsing through me and through my pain and tears. I could actually smile with love. Love for myself and the courage to birth him and feeling the power of love from God during this tragedy, it was astonishing. I realize now that I had the same opportunity to open to this profound love after the rape, but I was unable to see it. I quickly went into being frozen with denial. But this time, my heart was broken wide open from losing him, and love seemed to pour in. The love I felt for my son and from a higher love that spirit seemed to envelope me in like a blanket of protection in that delivery room. Instead of closing, my heart stayed open, even though denial was just barely hanging on. I was approaching this wall pretty fast, and that denial finally had its last battle with me when I finally hit that wall while pregnant with my what we call a rainbow baby, my second daughter, Layla, who was born healthy and alive exactly 1 year later on my son's due date. I experienced postpartum depression with her that was so unexpected, yet became the greatest lesson of my life. I realized for the first time what inner peace comes only when you choose it. I could continue to live in turmoil or choose a different path. I made a decision, and I took back my joy. I chose life and peace, and I chose joy. Joy is not something you find like a coin on the street. Joy is already in us. It is our birthright, and no matter what we go through, we have the power of choice that God gives us. It finally clicked for me, and I was able to take my first steps in moving forward, which I realized was forgiveness. And this was also my first step in becoming a joy restoration coach.
That's quite a story. Golly. I have to ask you, when you really come right down to it, in essence, what is a joy coach? How do you describe it?
A joy coach, yeah, okay. So a joy coach is someone who guides you through the process of learning to forgive, let go, and change your life patterns and habits that are not useful. And it is coaching someone toward a new goal that serves them better in order to choose joy or create a better way of life. Coaching in general leads a person forward towards new goals that the clients want for themselves. And as in any coaching, a person has to be ready to be coached. Take me, for example. I could have hit that final wall of postpartum depression and stayed there after Layla was born. I could have allowed denial to rob me and my family of enjoying my time and presence like it had for 13 years. Or I could make a different choice, and that is what being ready for coaching means. You know that you have to go forward or you stay stuck. If you find yourself unable to move forward, then that is when you may need different help, like, you know, such as therapy, which is also important. And this type of support is needed to help you examine your past to process feelings and where you are stuck. So that's kind of the difference between therapy and coaching.
You know, I'm prompted to ask you just because I think you should explain what makes you qualified to coach people in joy. Obviously, you've been able to do it on your own, but if I asked you that, you know, what does qualify you to coach people in joy? How would you answer that?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously beyond my life experience, experiences that I've had, I am certified as a grief and joy restoration coach through an organization called Beautiful Life International. They are in Florida. I am qualified because I use the skills to choose joy every day, and they work. That doesn't mean I am jumping for joy with happiness all day long, but it does mean that I know how to choose to be joyful each day.
You know, the question that really pops out is, why is joy so elusive? You know, there's so many people who haven't experienced any tragedies that still can't seem to find joy or recognize joy. Why is it elusive?
That's a great question. And The reason being that often our sadness or darkness in our lives overshadow the joy which is already there. So in a sense, it's not really elusive. It's just buried under layers of hurt or disappointment that I can help someone uncover. And you're right, of course, not everybody experiences tragedy, but all of us has experienced loss of some kind. It is just part of being human. For example, take a woman who might be engaged to be married. Her wedding is approaching, and she is feeling uneasy and confused and not sure why, and maybe even a bit fearful. She may have had a breakup that was terrible in her past prior to meeting her fiancé. She may still hold on to some unforgiveness. This makes it hard for her to move forward in a new relationship, but she's just not aware of all this at the time. We all hold on to our disappointments, but it doesn't serve us very well. This example is a common life experience many of us have had, and while it is not a tragedy per se, it is loss that inhibits positive feelings within. There are many experiences like this in life that are not tragedies, but major disappointments that we hold on to. This can create an ongoing sadness in our lives, or what is called chronic sadness. Forgiveness is the key to all life's disappointments, no matter how big or small. Sometimes we have to forgive ourselves as well as the other person or situation.
You know, I'm wondering if you always disclose the personal experiences that you've gone through and that your clients have to your clients. Do you do that? Do you let them know?
No, not always. It depends on the person and situation and what they may need. I always follow the guidance of spirit, and I meet them where they're at on their healing journey. I also use my intuition a lot. I realize that my own experiences may trigger somebody who is just not ready to hear them. I can connect with them in other ways, such as emotional level at the time or what they are currently doing to help themselves. I ask a lot of questions when I'm coaching. What is working? What is not working? And I'm very gentle in my approach.
You know, let me ask you a couple of questions about your coaching practice. I'd like to know how you work. Do you work primarily with individuals? I know you work with groups as well, but when people come to you, how do you primarily work with them? Is it one-on-one? Do you work on telephone with clients or what?
I work, so one-on-one is one way, and that could be through Skype or the telephone, or if they live locally, they can come, you know, to my office. I also have a online Pure Joy Restoration course that they can buy online for those people who want to do it, with themselves or quietly within themselves. They don't always want to work one-on-one or within a group. It's a self-study. And I also, like you said, I do groups and workshops within my community for people who want to do it within a group. So it's offered three different ways, essentially.
So you're based in Southbury, Connecticut. You're near Danbury in that area of Connecticut. But if somebody's listening in California or in Texas, I mean, you mm-hmm. can equally work with them on the phone or Skype, right? Doesn't matter.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Which is pretty remarkable. I also want to point out, you really have a great website. And I think anybody who's interested in this and wants to know more about your story, you know, how to get in touch with you or find out more about your coaching practice, they should go to your website, which is Lindsay Marie Gibson. And it's just the way it's spelled, just the way it sounds. LindsayMarieGibson.com. Truly, look into the website. I'm looking at it. It's a great website with a lot of information. I'm wondering, where does your desire to help people come from? You sound like you're so really into this, to helping others. Not many people have that feeling sometimes when they go through a lot of grief, but you do. Where does it come from?
I want to say, the other night during the Golden Globes, Meryl Streep recited a quote told to her by the late Carrie Fisher, "Take your broken heart and make it into art." Well, I shared my broken heart story with you, and my passion has been born out of that story. My broken heart creates art, and that gives the brokenness meaning and purpose. I want others to find meaning and purpose through their brokenness so they can move forward too. By helping them forgive and find joy again helps not only their own future, but also future generations. And that makes me so happy when I see that happen. Epigenetics has shown through scientific research that mothers and babies are intimately connected and that traumas can actually pass down from generation to generation. I am open to helping anyone find joy. I certainly wouldn't turn people away. However, my niche is clearly working with women, specifically mothers, and so my desire is to help change the world one woman and one pregnancy at a time.
How about that? I love the way you put that. I want to find out about the memoir you're writing. Tell me a little bit about this. It sounds really very, very interesting.
Yes, my memoir that I'm working on is basically it's within those 13 years of darkness that I was explaining before, and how I've awakened during the delivery of my stillborn son. It is how I persevered and healed my past by learning to forgive and making different choices. And, yes, there's definitely more information on my website and the progress of the book there.
Have you ever written a book before? You know, that's a big challenge. A lot of people would not venture to do that.
Yeah, I haven't written a book before, but I probably have about 4 boxes of journals from the past that I could fill up, but not a book, no. This is my first one.
But you do write blogs on your website, right?
I do. We have a blog on our Healthy Mom website, which is healthymomhappybaby.com, but also on my Lindsay Marie Gibson. The blogs that I write on lindsaymariegibson.com are more about trauma and grief and overcoming loss and forgiveness. So, yes, I've been writing since I was 7 years old, long time.
Well, then, you know, for someone like that, then maybe writing a book would not be that daunting a challenge, and it's certainly worthwhile getting into it. And not only that, but I understand that, you know, you're not going to self-publish this. If the book's going to come out, if it comes out, you're going to have a major publisher do it, right? You're working that
yes.
way.
Yes, let's all cross fingers, but yes.
and that, too, is a really big challenge. You know, we talk
yes.
to a lot of writers, and so many writers are just, well, they'll self-publish, but they don't go through the challenge of trying to get a major publisher to do it. So good for you. Good luck in that. And also, tell me a little bit about the self-study online course on the website. What is that? The self-study of what is the self-study?
So I created the self-study because I realized as I'm going through my years of working with people and coaching and all that, that not everybody it wants to do one-on-one with you, and not everybody wants to be in a group. And I thought, well, how am I going to reach those people who just are more, you know, quiet and private? So I created a 7-week self-study course called Pure Joy Restoration, and the information is on my site. And like I said, it's an 7-week course that is sent to them via email, and they click on each lesson each week, and it gives them the tools that they need to be able to forgive and move forward. And so it's kind of like they're doing it themselves. Now they can email me and get support with questions and things like that, but it's just another option available to people.
And is it effective? Do the people who try the self-study course, does it help them? Does it work? What kind of feedback do you get?
Yeah, well, it was just launched, but the feedback I'm getting so far is really, really good. And so over the next few months, I'll have more success stories with that part of my coaching practice.
Well, I'm just amazed. Your story is so remarkable, and I know, again, we've talked about you're working with individuals, but you love working with groups as well. I would think that would be terrific to work with a group with you, right?
Yes, absolutely. I love groups. I love teaching. I love speaking in front of people. I'm going to do more of that in the future.
Well,
and
good for you.
I'm having fun right now with you, Doug.
Well, look, this has been great. I told you that the half hour is going to fly by, and indeed it has. But our guest has been Lindsay Marie Gibson. She's based in Connecticut, in Southbury, Connecticut. So if you're anywhere near that area, and if you'd like to avail yourself of her coaching practice, you could do it actually in person with her. It would be terrific. You will love the website. If you're a mother or about to be a mother, by all means, look at this website. I find it really remarkable and lots of information. And Lindsay is a beautiful lady, to say the least. The website is lindsaymariegibson.com. That's how you can find out about the book, about her coaching practice, about everything. Lindsay, thank you for taking the time to be with us. This has been very informative indeed. Thank you so much.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
You are very welcome indeed. And that's it for this edition of Close Up Talk Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you back with us soon again, okay? In the meantime, have a great day wherever you are, and take care of yourself. Bye for now.